I've got him back on the line from the Choose Maths campaign, aiming at getting a lot more younger people involved in maths, Michael O'Connor. Michael, glad that you decided to come back. It wasn't a case of you didn't just not like me at all, was it?
Not at all.
It usually takes most people around 5 minutes before they come to that conclusion, but nevertheless, you started to tell us about the origins of the Choose Maths campaign, so we might pick it up there again.
About 5 years ago, BHP came up to us and said, what do you want to do long term? And gave us the opportunity to sit down and think about what would be effective and useful. So we said, okay, how about a 5-year campaign working with 120 schools around the country? And 25 of those have now turned out to be in the Hunter Valley region, from as far down as Greta all the way up to Scone and out to Merriwar.
Okay, and you were quite easy to get some schools that were able to jump on board, like they were sort of chomping at the bit, thinking it was a great idea?
They were. Like, we had to kind of say enough after a while, because we look at having 15 or 16 schools per project officer, and the guy who came and spoke to everybody up here kind of was saying, well, I've got 25, I need some help. So they were extremely enthusiastic.
Now, once you're sort of going through the campaign, obviously to turn kids on to the idea that, you know what, maths is such a useful thing and it is going to play a huge part in the jobs of the future, where do you think this will end? I mean, why is it important to encourage people to pursue a careers in, like, science, tech, maths, engineering? Because that's, I guess, where the jobs of the future will be.
It definitely is. And modern society in every aspect has mathematics, and then from there the science and the engineering built on it. So if we didn't have those skills and that knowledge, we would be 100 to 200 years back in history and not moving much further forward.
Wow, that's a startling bit of knowledge, isn't it? We'll be a century behind the eight ball. So with all of that in mind, what actually will the campaign, how is it all going to unfold in schools?
Each school has a project officer, so an ex-teacher who's come out of the classroom, to work with them a couple of times a term, working either with the teachers to upskill them with their knowledge and practice, or in classrooms and team teaching and developing planning along all the areas in maths. As well as that, we have some professional development that we run out every term, and we supply careers information and ask for people in industry. So it can be people working in the coal mines, or we had a farmer last year come out and actually talk to the students and saying, well, this is where I use mathematics day to day in my job.
So, which is really good, because when you can actually see a practical application, you know, right in front of you that's living and breathing, you can sort of, you can just click and you can say, you know what, I think I'd like to do that. This is how maths is going to help me. It seems like a great campaign, Michael. You've got a lot of interest, so we look forward to following it with some interest. Thank you for your time, not once but twice this morning.
You're most welcome.
From the Choose Maths campaign, it's Michael O'Connor at 2NURFM 103.7.